Jess in with you this morning. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I met Natalie Hewitt, who is the owner and operator of Innate Style here in the Upper Hunter. I met her at a women's business event. She's absolutely beautiful. I've heard about Innate Style before, and it's something that you perhaps wouldn't expect to find in a place like the Upper Hunter. Natalie joins me in the studio this morning. How are you?
Hello, Jess. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for that lovely introduction.
My absolute pleasure. Now, Innate Style is a fantastic local business that you started up, that you run. If anyone hasn't heard of it before, explain to us what you do.
Oh, thank you. So I started 2 years ago. Well, officially, I set up my own little bricks and mortar. I'm based in Singleton, so in the main street, but my services are mobile and online as we've had to pivot. But I have always loved fashion and style.
Yeah.
Growing up from really humble beginnings. So my nan used to make all my clothes. And, you know, back in the day, showing my age here, the brands weren't the big thing, really. It didn't matter as much.
Yeah.
So I could get away with that. But as I was growing up, I realised that kind of was missing out on the cool kids stuff and whatnot. So I had to experiment and put different things together. And more often than not, I'd raid my mum's wardrobe, my nan's. And, of course, there'd always be St. Vinny's or Salvo's.
Yeah.
So I was just able to put outfits together that worked. And I think I just learnt from that what worked on my body. So I'm only 5 foot one. I've been a curvy girl. I've been a little girl, everything in between. But it really just cemented the foundation for wanting to help other women feel good and look good in their bodies.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
And I guess that seems to be what really pushed you into creating Innate Style, that, you know, desire to make women feel empowered and, you know, make them feel happy with what they're wearing and happy within themselves as well.
Yeah, very much so. And really, I know it's, we can think about social status and whatnot, but you don't have to spend a lot of money to look great. Your confidence will automatically skyrocket if you feel good about what you're wearing. And you notice somebody, either when they're walking down the street or just sitting at the coffee shop, is they sort of don't have that weight of the world on their shoulders now. They very well might, but they're just happy within themselves.
Yeah.
They feel put together. They look comfortable, because I don't think the two shouldn't meet. You know, you can look great and feel comfortable at the same time.
Yeah.
If you're in business, you can represent your business, your brand. If you work for a company, you're still representing somebody.
Yeah.
So what we wear, because we have to be dressed, we can't run around naked.
No.
It's just so important. It's sending messages to other people just about who we are, how much, I guess, we love and respect ourselves and how we'd like to be perceived as well.
Exactly. And if we think of, I guess, initially a personal stylist, I guess what comes with that is some people might think of, you know, expensive, whole new wardrobe, a whole makeover, all of those sorts of connotations with it. So let's bust some of those myths. If I come to you and I want to change my clothes, which I do need to do because I'm getting bored with them, probably no shopping since all of COVID has probably not helped with that, is it going to cost me a lot of money?
No, let's bust that myth straight up. So, of course, being in the Hunter Valley, we have some great local businesses and boutiques, so I like to be independent and encourage ladies to really look at what's on their own doorstep, shop from their own wardrobes and secondhand if they need to. But my services themselves are really very affordable, and, you know, I have payment plans and that type of thing. But a lot of the services, and women might not know this, are tax deductible.
There you go.
So, yeah, if it's for your job, if it's for a photo shoot, et cetera, personal branding, which I help with, that's a great bonus, is that come tax time, you'll be able to claim that back as well. The thing is, it's a set of tools. So it's not something, you know, I'm going to help you. I'm going to give you the tools that you need. So you may not need to come back and see me very often. It might be a tune-up now and then.
Yeah.
But you're not dependent on me that way. I'm going to give you like a manual, a little handbook on your body type, your body shape, your proportions, and how to dress yourself, basically.
Yeah.
So I'm not there just to dress you up and make you look pretty. I'm here to help you attain that by yourself.
Yeah. And after I've come to you, will I walk out looking like a totally different person?
Only if you want to. So, if you're going incognito or something. Or say you want to help with changing, not that you will, Jess, but changing your hair colour, your, you know, your haircut, you really want to look different, we can do that. But the thing that I love about it is talking and getting to know people. That's one of the reasons why I got into it.
Yeah.
So even before we've met face to face, I've kind of got a bit of an idea on what you like, where you go. I may stalk you on social media and check you out a little bit. I want to see you in your natural environment. You know, people love working in the garden and they go to rodeos, whatever it might be, or they're really into that corporate world. So what are they doing? Where are they representing themselves? So it needs to be congruent with who they are and fit in with their lifestyle.
And do I have to go out and buy a whole new wardrobe? Could you help me use what I already have in the cupboard?
Absolutely. So obviously it's up to everybody and their individual needs and their individual budget.
Yeah.
So as I said, we can support local businesses, but no, we shop from your wardrobe first and foremost. That can be everything from either me or me bringing in someone if it's a huge hoarding problem and really cleaning it up and putting some systems in place to just coming in, basically having you try on clothes and yay or nay. Something just might not fit, might not suit. You don't know why. You feel a bit uncomfortable when you wear it, and I can take you through that.
Yeah.
And we cull your wardrobe and then we mix and match what you have so you make the most out of those pieces. And then you're left with a list of what you may need to add to it.
I love all of this. You're local, you're empowering women. This is just a win-win-win as far as I'm concerned. And if somebody would like to get in touch with you, Natalie, and use your services and get a hand with something, if they're ready to do that, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
I think probably best if you pop onto my website, because it's got all of my socials, as the cool kids say. there's also a little box so you can connect with me, my mobile, the whole lot. So pop onto www.innatestyle.com. .com.au and just have a look at my services. I'm also really transparent.
Yep.
So I have my services up, my pricing, a few photos.
Yep.
But I like to work with people individually. So if my services are not quite right for you, I will work to tailor something to help you. You know, that's what I'm here for, is to help other women. I get so much joy out of it.
Yeah.
And life is short. Life is really, really precious. So I think we need to invest in ourselves.
Yeah. That's awesome. Natalie, it's been an absolute pleasure having you in the studio this morning. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Jess.